One of the political casualties of plunging markets could be Social Security privatization. The prospect of workers investing a portion of their Social Security in the markets looked like a better idea when the Dow was soaring. Commentator Merrill Matthews continues to support it, and he says there is a way to do it that steers clear of stocks.
Stock market volatility over the past 2 years has raised questions about whether the market is safe enough for workers' retirement savings. That's because most proposals for personal retirement accounts are based on an IRA model, in which workers make decisions about where they allocate their retirement savings, similar to an IRA. But what if I told you that three Texas counties opted out of Social Security 20 years ago, allowing thousands of county employees to have their own retirement accounts that belong to them and their heirs? These employees are retiring with about twice the money they would have had under Social Security, and no one has ever lost a dime. Galveston and two other Texas counties use what might be called a banking model for personal retirement accounts. Workers' contributions are pooled together and loaned to large financial institutions for a guaranteed interest rate. That rate has varied over the past 20 years, from 4% up to 15%, but it's averaged in the 7 to 8% range. There is no day trading, no big winners or losers, and no risky schemes, because the money is pooled. Everyone gets the same return. In other words, the Galveston plan works like a savings account or a credit union, only with much better returns. But that's not all. Galveston County workers do better in other ways, too. Social Security provides a death benefit plus survivorship benefits if a worker dies leaving a young family. Under the Galveston plan, part of the worker's contribution goes towards a life insurance policy that pays three times the worker's salary at death, up to $150,000. And that's doubled if the worker dies accidentally. Social Security's death benefit, by contrast, is $255. Finally, since Social Security provides a disability benefit for disabled workers, the Galveston plan includes disability insurance. In 1999, the U.S. General Accounting Office did a comparison of Social Security's disability benefits and found that most workers were better off under the Galveston plan. So where can you go to sign up for what thousands of Texas County workers already enjoy? You can't. Not unless you go to work for those counties. In 1983, Congress closed the door that allows state and county governments to opt out of Social Security. That's too bad. If workers are willing to give up their millionaire dreams, this 20-year-old program in Texas demonstrates that working families can have their own personal retirement accounts that are more rewarding than Social Security and are as safe as a bank.
Merrill Matthews is a visiting scholar at the Institute for Policy Innovation.